You're listening to the Texas Standard. We're one major storm away from another flooding disaster. You've heard this one before, right? Hurricane Harvey made everyone realize just how wrong experts were about flood control measures in the state's most populous city. But this time, we aren't talking about Houston. Let's turn our attention to another one of the state's major ports a bit further south along the coast. An investigation from the Corpus Christi Caller-Times found that city's flood maps are outdated. They've actually gone without a revision for 3 decades. They were first drafted for a vastly different Corpus Christi. And if there's one thing we've learned from Harvey, it's just how devastating miscalculations about flooding can be. Joining me now is Kirsten Crow, enterprise reporter at the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. Kirsten, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So these flood maps are 33 years old. How has Corpus changed during this time?
Corpus Christi's population has seen a big boost. We've had at least 100,000 residents that are new residents to our city. Mm-hmm. We've also seen a lot of development on our city's south side next to what's called Oso Creek. We've seen a major boost down there from about 700 people to 8,000 within 3 decades, at least.
So what would happen, though, if a Harvey-like storm, say, were to hit Corpus with things as they are right now?
The experts believe that we would have similar flooding as Houston. We're talking about mass damage. Right now, the experts estimate that even with a 100-year flood, which is with vastly less flooding than what we saw in Harvey, would cost about $902 million.
So are people finding comfort in the fact that, that the issue here is preparing for a 100-year flood, or are people really concerned? I mean, it seems like we hear about 100-year floods happening all the time these days.
So the reaction that we've had from the public, I think that's still being determined. We have gotten a little bit of feedback where there has been some concern raised. I think we are probably just now starting to get a grasp of how little we have estimated a flood could affect our community and many communities along the coastline.
So you guys have really just kind of started reporting on this and bringing a lot of attention to it. But are there any proposals in the works at this point to fix this?
Well, we do have new maps that are under revision. They started that process in 2015, so long before Harvey descended. So they're in the process of doing that. We're expecting that we're going to have revised maps coming out sometime this year. Not sure what to expect. There's a couple of appeals that are pending. And also the city, Corpus Christi, is looking at enhanced flood protection measures. Those are still in the works. Those are still being discussed, and nothing has been finalized at this point.
So you guys were prompted to really start digging into all of this right after Harvey. Was there a feeling that Corpus dodged a bullet there?
You know, it depends on who you ask, but a lot of people do feel that way. The original predictions of what Harvey might bring were a lot more dire than anything that the city proper saw. You know, I don't want to minimize what the damage was here, but it was absolutely minimal when you compare it to Port Aransas and Rockport that saw heavy, heavy wind damage and some flood damage. And certainly when you look at Houston, which saw that incredible 60 plus inches of rain. But it did raise a question of what could have happened if Harvey had dropped that kind of rain in the coastal bend, especially given the discussion that's been going on in Houston about what their flood maps had shown, what the storm actually did, and what the decisions for development had been made over the years.
Kirsten Crow is enterprise reporter at the Corpus Christi Caller-Times, who investigated Corpus Christi's outdated flood maps. Kirsten, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.